Lord our God, we receive with gratitude the gift of this night, the gift of the Christ child, the one born to bring your light into our lives. Through the gifts we offer, in the love we share, by the faith we practice, may we do our part to make this world, your world, a better place. It is in the name of the Christ child that we pray. Amen. In tonight's familiar scripture reading, we hear again the story of how Jesus came to be born in Bethlehem. The prophets had foretold it, and then an amazing thing happened. The promises of God were fulfilled. There was born one whose power and glory surpassed any that Caesar Augustus or any other mortal might claim. The Savior of the world, the incarnation of God, was born not in a royal palace or even a warm home. Emmanuel, God with us, came into the world as a vulnerable baby born in a stable. And then God sent messengers to share the news of Jesus' birth with shepherds living in the field. Because of their poverty and their place at the margins of life, they were ready to hear the good news of great joy that a Savior had been born to set the world aright. When the shepherds arrived at the manger, they saw for themselves the child who made everything new, even for them. And having seen, they became witnesses, sharing with anyone who would listen that God had become one of us and that nothing would ever be the same. So listen now for the word of God in the story of Christmas. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Well, friends, this is a Christmas unlike any other, isn't it? Back when the pandemic first started in March, we were certain that we would be back in the sanctuary in time for Easter services in April. When it became clear that wouldn't happen, we thought maybe we'd be able to celebrate Easter again just a few weeks later in May, and we would combine the festivities with a grand return to the sanctuary. But the pandemic was not done in May. It continued into June and July and August and then into the fall, and now here we are, on a Christmas Eve unlike any other, worshiping in ways we never could have imagined. Now, all of us have needed to find lifelines over this past year, a year that has truly been unlike any other. We've needed to find sources of support we could cling to when things got really hard. One of my lifelines during the pandemic has been the clergy groups that I am a part of, many of which are on Facebook. In those groups, we've been able to share a whole lot of information about all the things that we have had to figure out how to do during this pandemic, things they surely did not teach us in our seminary classes. We shared successes and failures. We've cried together. And we've laughed together. There's actually been quite a lot of laughter over this past week, as many of my colleagues who pre-record worship have shared outtakes and bloopers from their Christmas Eve services, evidence that things do not always go according to plan. There was the video footage of a pastor calmly leading worship while the Advent wreath behind her went up in flames. She was calm, at least, until she saw the inferno burning behind her when she looked up at the screen. There were the Christmas pageants with the few kids who were picking their noses and other pageants with kids who were fighting with their siblings right on camera. There were the choral recordings, Joe, where the voices were not synchronized very well. There was the pastor who posted just this morning because her neighbors sent around an email encouraging everyone to go outside at 6 p.m. and ring bells for 2 whole minutes to celebrate the joy of Christmas, which is a lovely idea, except that would be right in the middle of the Christmas Eve service that she was planning to live stream from her living room. And then there was the living nativity we had for our outdoor family services earlier tonight. This year, only women signed up to be part of the living nativity. Now, I had joked with Jim Glendie, our church custodian, that he had to be on deck to play Joseph if I needed him to, but then I figured that I needed to trust that God had sent the right people my way for this. So, a Lady Power living nativity we had. This Christmas is certainly unlike any other. None of us could have planned for this, but maybe that's how Christmas is supposed to be after all. Because if you think about it, things didn't exactly go according to plan for the very first Christmas, did they? I mean, before Gabriel's visit, I don't think giving birth to the Son of God had been part of Mary's plan. It wasn't exactly her plan to be pregnant before she was married or to have to explain to Joseph how that happened. And if she had any say in it, I don't think her birth plan would have included traveling 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, giving birth to her son in a stable and laying him in a feeding trough. I mean, anytime your newborn son ends up in an animal's feeding trough, things are not going according to plan. But Christmas is when we celebrate something that no one could have planned, and only God could make happen. The inbreaking of God into our world in a most surprising way, in the birth of a baby named Jesus. So the important message of Christmas is that even when things don't exactly go according to plan, God shows up. That means this Christmas, that is unlike any other, is the perfect time for God to show up. And friends, that means there is hope for us and for this weary world. Even if we are not ready, even if our houses aren't clean enough and our presents aren't wrapped yet, and our Christmas cards haven't made their way into the mail, God is still going to show up this Christmas. Even if our lives are messy and complicated, even if our families drive us crazy and our marriages are not perfect, God will still show up this Christmas. Even if our faith is precarious and our doubts are more than plentiful, God will show up this Christmas. Our plans don't need to be perfect. We don't need to be perfect. Because the good news of Christmas is this: God is going to show up anyway. The light of the world will be born in our midst in ways that we could never have planned, and only God can make happen. And that is such good news. It's the kind of good news the world needs right now. It's the kind of good news we need. It's the kind of good news that keeps us praying for hope and peace, joy and love, light and life. It keeps us praying for those things even when the world around us makes no sense. Because without the good news of Jesus' birth, how could we hold on to hope when 326,000 people have already died of COVID in the U.S. alone and cases are surging all around the country? Without the good news of Jesus' birth, how could we hold on to peace when our nation is so divided? How could we hold on to joy when so many around us are struggling to make ends meet? How could we hold on to love when it seems that so many are driven by hate? How could we even expect to find light and life in a world that seems bent on darkness and destruction? Friends, we can do this because of the birth of a little boy named Jesus, our Emmanuel. Born into this broken and senseless world, born into our messy and complicated lives, born to bring us hope and peace, joy and love, light and life. One of my friends is a rabbi, and she recently posted a message on Facebook on the last night of Hanukkah. She said, the light doesn't have to end tonight because we are the light. I think there's wisdom in that for us as we celebrate the birth of Christ this night. Christ is the light of the world, born right into our hearts, which means the light doesn't have to disappear after tonight. The light of Christ will keep shining in this world, in and through us, and that is such good news. So friends, can you see it? Can you see the beautiful light of Christ that is shining right within you? No matter how messy and complicated our lives are, no matter how broken and senseless this world is, the light of Christ still shines. That is the promise of our faith. That is the source of our hope on this night and always. So let the light be born in you this night. And then let the light shine through you in the days ahead, because the world needs more that is hopeful and holy, more that is beautiful and blessed. The world needs more goodness and grace, more kindness and compassion, more generosity and joy. The world needs the good news that God is bringing to life in and through you. So keep shining.